So now we're going to see how this works.
Yeah.
So let's see this in action.
Yeah. Right now it's in the, what do you call it, screensaver or post. So when I press my switch, as we talked about, it starts scanning between the different menu slots, as you can see. And it works the way that you then press your switch when it's on the menu slot that you'd like to choose. So right now it's in Danish, perhaps you should switch it to English so our viewers can understand what on earth it's saying. Just a second.
Ah, there's English.
Yeah, so some Danes work English, yeah.
There we go. Now it's just re-initializing all the menus in English instead of Danish. Yeah. Let's go back to the main menu. Here we go. And now you can see, you can make calls and read SMS messages and view your contacts and go into the MP3 player.
Excellent.
And do all different kinds of settings. And if we start out with a call, if I would like to place a call, I can go in here and dial a number. And I'll just dial Nils's number, for example. All right, and as you can see at the top, it makes some suggestions as to what phone number I'm trying to type. And I'll just keep typing until it has the phone number that I would like to call. And unfortunately, I've called another number which have a similar digits, but there it was. And then I just press the green. And now I'm calling Nils over here.
Excellent.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, are we talking? Right,
yeah,
here?
I just, and yeah, then I can go in, of course, and tap if I want to type numbers while during the call, if I'm calling my voicemail, for example.
Mm.
So, yeah. And if I want to write an SMS in here, it works by first choosing a row and then a column with the letter I would like to write, exactly like the phone numbers you saw before. And I can see the English dictionary isn't as well-combed as the Danish one. we haven't showed any in England or the US yet. But
so how do you choose individual letters?
Say I want to write Hello Channel 9. Which probably isn't the best example because the dictionary doesn't hold Channel 9. Exactly. But as you can see, I choose a row and then a column with the letter I would like to type.
Nice.
And now it has suggested hello in the suggestions in the top. So I just press up here and type hello.
Excellent.
So I don't have to type the entire word. And if I type channel 9, then I need the row with the C, then choose this and wait till it goes over to C, and then press again, and so on. And then I can type channel 9. Oh, there I was too slow. Anyway, I guess you get the...
Yes, absolutely.
...the concept.
Very cool.
Try to make it speak.
Oh, yeah. Can you just pull out the headset so we can hear it? I'll just write the 9. Oh, actually, now we are going to hear it in Danish because it's a Danish speech synthesis I have on this, but...
That's cool. I like Hello Channel 9 in Danish. I wonder what that would sound like.
Actually, it's not even enabled on my PDA. This is a very bad example for speech. As Nils said earlier, I don't need speech synthesis because I can talk myself, so I haven't installed it on this device. We can try it on another device if you'd like to see it. But anyway, Yeah. Now that I've written what I'd like to send, I can go in and either type a phone number as you saw before, or choose a contact to send it to from the phone book.
Mm.
I can just try to do this here. Just your world contacts. And then I press on whatever contact I'd like to send it to. So, anyway, I'll just go back. And that way you can do phone calls and SMS messages and, of course, receive both. And I can just show the MP3 player as well. Right now I've just started listening to Rainbow Six, you know, the Tom Clancy book. You can, of course, also listen to music or whatever you like. I use it a lot for audiobooks because then I can listen to a book whenever I like.
Excellent.
Just start it so we can hear it. It's not very loud. I don't know if you can hear it on the camera.
I can hear a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, it's talking.
That's great, and all this is being done by one finger.
Yeah, actually.
I mean, that's important.
You could do it with pretty much anything. You can move. You can get switches to be activated with anything, like a toe or a chin or an eyebrow or whatever you can move. You can use this.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really, really cool.
I don't know if you just got a little look about this at the speech machine as well. This is a version that runs the speech machine. It's in Danish anyway, but you choose the speech machine, and I can also press the screen. I don't need the switch. The whole screen is one big switch. And then I can press category, and beneath that category of activities, I can choose the switch on the lights message. And I can say to my near surroundings, would you please turn on the lights? And then I can, you know, if they didn't understand it the first time, I can just, you know, do it again. And
if I
could press the screen, probably. Yeah, in Danish.
Very cool.
You can get the voices in English and so on. So that's the speech machine.
That's excellent. Well, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is great stuff.